Welcome to A Sip of Faith, the podcast, where we believe in faith in you through faith in God. I'm your host, Sierra. Welcome and welcome back if you're new. Today we're going to talk about a sip of beauty, according to 1 Peter 3, 3-16. We've all heard the saying, she was real pretty until she opened her mouth. And according to 1 Peter 3, 3-16, the Bible tells us what true beauty is. So let's get into our tea talk. So a couple years ago, I ended up falling out with a really good friend of mine. I would consider her even a sister in Christ. Me and her partner at the time had a little bit of a disagreement. And I said some things that weren't of God. Now, at the time, I didn't think what I did say was all that bad. But I did eventually learn, especially over the last few years, that words can hurt people. And that's one of the reasons that the Bible says life and death are in the power of the tongue. Due to the situation, I did have to apologize. I've actually apologized 3 times already, but it did put a damper in our friendship. It put tension between me and her partner, and it just made me really look bad. I have a reputation of being very sweet and kind, and that was just one of those nights where I wasn't so sweet and I wasn't so kind, and I showed my butt. To keep it very frank, I show my butt real bad. And I think speaking words and, you know, speaking kind words and speaking life into people is something I try to do. My grandma used to always tell me to stay sweet. But on the flip side of that, I did grow up in an environment where speaking harshly and, you know, giving each other tough love is something that is normalized. And it was okay until it wasn't. When I would have jobs and I would have friendships, it really made me look at, you know, the things I was saying to people and not only how I was talking to people, but how others were talking to me, because it got to the point where I could tell that what I was used to growing up and the way that my family spoke to each other was not normal. To put it, and it was normalized in our household, but it was harsh and it was cruel and it hurt other people in my life, in my outside world. So when it came to jobs, when it came to friendships, it was something that got in the way of, you know, building deeper connections with people and trusting and things of that nature. And I would say, you know, the situation with my friend and her partner was probably one of the first lessons, because it caused me to not lose, because they're still in my life, but it did weaken our friendship. And I guess, yeah, lose something that was valuable to me, because I did value our friendship and it hasn't been the same. And it's been years now. You know, that was kind of like the first straw. And then being in other environments where I'm also hurting people, not intentionally, but in a way that, you know, how I grew up, this felt normal. But then you get out into other places, this isn't normal. So that's definitely the lesson that I've learned in regards to this, is just watch your words. Now moving forward, you know, I've learned to say sorry, because sometimes you have to say sorry because you don't realize what you're doing in the moment. And sometimes you just have to unlearn old habits. So I've learned to say sorry. And then I've also learned to just think before I speak and understand that everyone doesn't get the humor of me and my family. And sometimes it actually isn't funny. And I think I've learned that with myself and how I like to be talked to, and myself, knowing that I don't want to be talked to harshly. You know, the jokes where you're actually taking digs at somebody aren't funny, and that, you know, what you say can actually hurt. And you know, I try to be cognizant of that moving forward in my life. And when I talk to people, and, you know, you can have fun without tearing somebody down. And I think that's very important. In regards to the scripture, I think, you know, when I was studying this, you got a real good idea of what true beauty looks like. So 1 Peter 3:3-4 says, your beauty should not come from outward adornment, such as elaborate hairstyles and the wearing of gold jewelry or fine clothes. Rather, it should be that of your inner self, the unfading beauty of gentle and quiet spirit, which is a great worth in God's sight. So I think, you know, from that scripture, we can kind of say that, you know, what you look like isn't what your beauty is, but it's more so in what your character is, how your spirit is. And one thing that I remembered while I was reading this, when I was younger, people used to tell me that I was just so eloquent. And it was a word that just lit up my spirit, and it made me feel good, because it just, something about it made me, you know, it exudes, it's a word that exudes confidence. And so as I'm growing older and I've unlearned things and relearned things, that's something I try to strive for. And eloquence is something that can very much so be perceived through speech, in your demeanor and how you carry yourself. So, you know, that's something I try to now in my life exude in how I talk to people, how I carry myself, and things of that nature. And I think one of the other things that stuck out to me was the unfading beauty of a gentle and quiet spirit. And one of the fruits of the spirit is patience, according to Galatians 5:22-23. And so I try to be patient in my speech, patient in my reactions to things, because I think sometimes when we're too quick to react, we say things we don't mean. We say things out of anger, and the Bible tells us not to be quick to anger. That, you know, we want to have that patience according to the, as a fruit of the Holy Spirit. The other thing is pursuing God's will of kindness. I think we live in a society today where kindness is still held up to a certain regard, but it isn't, I would say, a requirement for some people. You know, people just go through life willy-nilly, and if you're rude, you're rude. If you're an a-hole, that's fine, and it's funny, and it's normalized for you. And I did used to be like that. But I try not to be like that anymore. But God is still working on me sometimes. But 1 Peter 3:8-11 says, finally, all of you, be like-minded, be sympathetic, love one another, be compassionate and humble. Do not repay evil with evil or insult with insult. On the contrary, repay evil with blessings, because to this you were called, so that you may inherit a blessing. For whoever would love life and see good days must keep their tongue for evil and their lips from deceitful speech. They must turn from evil and do good. They must seek peace and pursue it. And I think a lot of us are familiar with that prayer of like, Lord, give me patience, or Lord, work on my patience, and the challenging tests that sometimes come from that. In that last verse, verse 11, it says they must seek peace and pursue it. Seek and pursue are action words, which they means they require some work in doing that. And if you look up the word seek, it says attempt to find something, ask for something from someone, attempt or a desire to obtain or achieve. So we just have to ask God for that patience, for that peace, for, you know, to watch our mouths, and that we won't be quick to anger. We won't be quick to spew out evil from our lips. And so when you look at that word, it's something that has to be done over and over again. But in that, you kind of see that we just have to ask. And, you know, Philippians 4:6 says, ask, seek, knock. Matthew 7:7-8 says it as well. You know, ask, seek, and knock. So, you know, keep asking God to give you that patience and really guard your mouth and give you that pause to think about what you are going to say before you say it to somebody. Same with pursue. Follow in order to catch or attack, to continue to proceed along. So like I said, we have to keep at it and stay on it, because it's something that is going to take practice. It's something that's going to have to become a habit in order for it to become our norm again, especially if you're kind of like me where, you know, kind speak isn't necessarily normalized in your environment, and it's kind of awkward and it's kind of strange, but it's something that can be worked on and can be pursued. Along with pursuing God's will of kindness, we want to be praying for godly character. You know, verses 15 through 16 says, but in your hearts, revere Christ as Lord. Always be prepared to give an answer to everyone who asks you to give the reason for the hope that you have. But do this with gentleness and respect. Keep a clear conscience so that those who speak maliciously against your good behavior in Christ may be ashamed of their slander. In summary, is saying, kill them with kindness and your character speaks for you in the end. But with that being said, like I said, if you make it a habit to speak good things out of your mouth, it will become normal for you. And then you won't have people in your life who are like, this person did that or they said that. You know, your character will speak for you across the board, and hopefully there'll be a lie, because it'll be, you know, something that you've already worked on, you prayed through and acted on. I challenge you to sip on the fruits of spirit this week, according to Galatians 5:22-23. You can simply say, I have Holy Spirit in me, which means I have love, joy, peace, forbearance, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. And let's just go ahead in this week and let our lives reflect that as such. And, you know, also ask God to guard your mouth, as Holy Spirit, to watch your words and be your words and speak on your behalf. If you don't have Holy Spirit in you, invite him in. And yeah, let's just, you know, let our character speak for us. Let God develop our character through our mouth, and let us go forth as people who are truly beautiful, not only from the outside, but also from the inside when it comes to our character and how we treat others and how we speak to others. In closing this week's reflection, ask yourself, what unkind words do you need to repent for? And that includes yourself. So do you need to apologize to yourself? Do you need to apologize to someone else? Because, you know, you don't want to be ugly to yourself either. You know, you want to have beauty and grace and kindness and patience and speak goodness to yourself as well. Because at the end of the day, life and death are in the power of the tongue. And sometimes we treat other people better than we treat ourselves. And yes, we are to be selfless in our walk. But at the end of the day, if you're speaking horrible things over yourself, then you might also become a horrible person. And we don't want that. We want you to also be a beautiful person and speak beauty and life into yourself, and so that you can do it for other people as well. So if you are on our Instagram, or if you want to comment below in the show notes, let us know what words you need to repent for. Let us know if you need to apologize. And let us know what words of kindness you're going to speak into yourself this week as well. Thank you for listening, and we'll talk to you guys next week.